We are shocked to hear what happened in the migrant detention center within the Schiphol airport, where 11 people burned alive. Do you have any idea already of what happened exactly?
No, it's not clear how it started, if it was a satellite or if it was a technical problem. That's not clear at this moment.
Do you have any information about the victims?
Yes, there are at this moment there are four people in the hospital, and one person is severely injured. And next to that, there are more people. I think 11 people with a burn wounds, and so 11 people dead. These 11 are all immigrant people, mm-hmm. And so they were in this detention center. It was. They were in the deportation complex at the airport, so they were there waiting for deportation, and these are the 11 people that that died, and the fire was quite big, and was not only happening at the deportation center, but also in other prison complex next to it.
Right.
So there was a mixture of people who got injured, and but the 11 people are from the deportation center.
So we understand that migrants are kept in a detention area waiting for expulsion. How long does detention last, and which kind of proceeding is that? Is that a conventional structure?
Well, so this deportation center is one of the two that exists in the Netherlands. There's one at the Rotterdam airport, and one at the Schiphol Amsterdam airport. And these are new centers since a couple of years, so there are additional prisons for illegal people or refugees that are refused. And the idea is that it's for people that are almost ready to be deported, and but the practice is different. I mean, most people don't stay there very long, but there are cases of people who stay there more than who stay there half a year.
And, half a year?
Yes.
Within the airport area.
Yes, that's it's on the ground of of the airport, but it's a prison complex. So, but the facilities are not good at all, and it's a very cheap way of detention. And the idea is that you don't need any facilities because the people are there only for a short period of time. But the practice is, of course, very different. And like I said, some people stay there for months and months.
Which are the responsibility of this tragedy, in your opinion?
Well, these prisons fall under the Ministry of Immigration in the Netherlands. They are responsible for the deportation and also for the detention of these people. Of course, we are opposed to any detention of people that have committed no crime and so on. And so we see the ministry as first and the minister as first responsible. The initiative of this new kind of detention is based in the Netherlands since 2002. There is a swing to the right in the Netherlands and a much more anti-foreigner attitude. And I mean, the first responsible is the minister, but Of course, there are there is a large amount of people who think that this is the right policy. So,
right.
It's a political conflict that is and debate that is happening right now in the Netherlands. That's much broader than that.
Which are the first reaction today? I mean, how is the temperature like about this issue?
Well, of course, everybody is very shocked by what is happening, by what happened. There is a lot of media coverage about it. There are three inquiries which started about what did happen and how could this have happened. Then you've got the people that are in contact with the foreigners and the refugees who are very much shocked, and there is quite some movement in the Netherlands opposing this new anti-foreigner policy. And we see this one of all the incidents that are actually part of the policy and the repression and so on. And of course we're very, very angry about what happened. And I think there's also quite a lot of shock with the refugee people themselves and other prisoners. Because maybe this could happen in other prisons as well. And so it's quite an emotional reaction everywhere here.
Okay, Vincent, that's all for now. And thank you again for your help.